Pat. Mark Wilt is president and co-owner of the Minnesota Vikings. 1018. Welcome back to U.S. Bank Stadium on your home for Vikings football. FM 100.3, The Fan. And Mr. Wilt joins us now. Mark, Paul Allen, and your buddy Wavi here on The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
It's my first time in the stadium in months. It's about 95% done. It's breathtaking. The home radio booth obviously is of importance to me. I love where you decided to put it on the 30 next to Vikings coaches and the iHeart Media Suite, pretty close to the press box. So, you know, we are super excited to call games here and watch Vikings football. I would imagine you are amazingly excited.
Very excited, and I know you're just getting a taste of what the fans are going to feel, and it's unbelievable. And I think when the fans get in there in July and see this building, they're going to be blown away.
What are some things that genuinely excite you about U.S. Bank Stadium, Mark?
Well, first of all, I think the intimacy of the seats and how close they are to the field, and also the clear roof, the EPFE roof, and the feeling that you get all that light coming in and the big glass windows that everyone sees driving by at the last few months, the big operable doors. There's just so much eye candy, if you will, in terms of a great experience for people to have with their families. So there are a lot of things going on, and the technology is going to be through the roof.
Mark, did you feel that, you know, throughout the process of designing this building and then the beginning stages of construction, that you tried to take elements of Minnesotan culture or the Northern culture and try and apply that into the building? Was that a part of your guys' decision-making when you designed this?
Well, I think when, you know, we engaged HKS, that the Cowboys Stadium, the Colts Stadium, and obviously each market is unique, but I have to give HKS and Brian Truby and their whole crew and the design of this building. It did have a lot of elements of Northern European, the A-frame, get the snow off, that type of feel, but also the openness and the motto being that clear is the new retractable. You know, retractable roof we looked at, but this concept of a clear roof, you're going to feel like you're outdoors. You're going to get a sense of where you are versus the Metrodome that you can't imagine. And I can't wait to hear all the reactions from all the fans. It's going to be special.
Mark, at this stage of the equation, through free agency and through the draft and through rookie camp, what do you think of the team right now?
Well, everyone, we have a clean slate here in May, so everything is good. I know the rookie camp. I know Coach Zimmer and Rick Spielman feel good about the talent we brought in here, but I know Coach Zimmer will tell you the first thing is there's a lot of work ahead of us, but we feel we're laying a great foundation. We did a lot of good things last year, but you know what our ultimate goal is, to bring championships to Minnesota. But we think we got a lot better this last weekend. I hear good reports on the rookie camp. There's a long way to go here, so can't wait for this thing to get rolling.
Mark Wilf, president of the Minnesota Vikings, on the 9 to noon show, originating from U.S. Bank Stadium. Wops call.
Hey, Mark, you know, draft weekend, that Thursday through Saturday, is such a pivotal time for the NFL in terms of the offseason calendar, and it's a really fun time for fans. Talk a little bit about what that weekend means to you, what you do on the weekend, where you sit for the draft, and that experience for you, and what you think about it.
Well, for us as ownership, I mean, the hard part for us was getting the right team in place. And I think between Coach Zimmer and Rick Spielman and George Payton and Rob Brzezinski and our entire football operation, the scouts, the coaches, I mean, right now the important thing, the communication among all of them, the evaluation, we have over 700-800 players on that board, and we have a lot of great faith. We sit back and get to enjoy it like a lot of the fans to a degree, because we have a lot of confidence in our team that they've really done their homework. And you can see as our pick comes up each round and we get down to those few players, you know, need is important, but we know we've done a lot of evaluation, not just on the field but off the field, of these individuals. So the players that are coming in that locker room, I think our football people will tell you we do have a good locker room, and it's no accident. A lot of the research goes into who we bring in.
Mark, we're sitting in the Hyundai Club right now, broadcasting, watching the construction. I know that you're on the site all the time watching the pick six and reading the Monday Morning Mailbag, but do you also take some time to check out the webcams that we have and all the different angles that fans can go there and watch what we're seeing right now. Do you ever go and look at the webcams?
I got to confess, I do peek at it occasionally, and the progress is, you know, when you're so in it, you don't really feel the progress day to day. But when I just came in there a few days ago, the last time I was inside it, it really started coming together. Now, I think with the field coming in right now, and you see the Vikings logos branding all over the stadium, you're going to really get an exciting feel like, okay, it's showtime. We're getting there right now. So now the Wi-Fi, the dash, the screens are in place. You're starting to see the fan amenities we worked so hard to get in there.
Don't you think it's going to be amazingly loud in here? I mean, a true home field advantage?
I really hope so. I think we did everything we could in the design process to make sure we get maximum home field advantage. The ETFE, the clear roof, has a lot of acoustic reverberation to it. We have 40% of the building has a metal decky to it. So, and the fans are on top of the field, and we have the best fans of the NFL, you know. So we can't wait. You know, week two is our home opener regular season against the Packers, and we know it's going to be loud, and the place will be rocking.
With the first preseason game here, week three, San Diego Chargers, middle of the preseason, when you roll up to U.S. Bank Stadium and get out of your car and walk in for the first National Football League game in this stadium, will you be prideful or nervous?
A little of both. I mean, there's a lot of anxiousness. Obviously for the football season, we want it to be successful, and we want to get that ultimate prize. But from the stadium standpoint, more excitement than anything else, just anxious to see how the fans react to it. I know there'll be a lot of excitement about it. I know what it felt like to walk in the Metrodome. I know how much better an experience it was when we were at TCF. And now to come in here, which we think is going to be the best building in the NFL, and for our fans to get that pleasure and excitement with their families, I can't wait to see it all happen.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, Mark, is – you know, the NFL has done such a great job of working with its TV partners to make the viewing experience at home a good one with NFL Sunday Ticket and the Red Zone Channel. But now, you know, there's also the challenge of making going to the game an attractive experience. And so not just from an inside the building standpoint, but you guys have also put a lot of time and energy into making the game day experience a day-long experience, even outside of the building as well, correct?
That's right. We're going to have a lot of upcoming announcements here. We're going to have a Vikings Voyage type of experience where it's a Hall of Fame type experience inside the building. We're going to have a lot of plaza pregame activities. We have the park, the commons coming in, a lot of food offerings that are going to be announced the next few weeks. So we're just kind of building up to this excitement. And like I said, I can't wait. And I know we talk about it. We want it to be Minnesota's living room where people can come in there and feel like they're at home and have all the pleasures and amenities that they get at home. So it'll be that and more. I think it's going to exceed all the expectations.
Weird question, Mark. Given the same group building U.S. Bank Stadium, built the AT&T Stadium for the Dallas Cowboys and Lucas Oil Stadium for the Indianapolis Colts, given you are third in line, what was the conglomerate able to recognize some things it would do differently from stadiums one and two into three? And if so, were you able to benefit from that?
Of course. I mean, I think each generation of building, and I'm sure down the road there'll be further improvements. But certainly in the technology area, a lot was improved upon. I think our seats are going to be the closest seats in the NFL. Not just the general admission, but the premium seats are going to be really as close to the field as we'll get anywhere. And those are the type of improvements and feedback that these architects and designers got from other cities that we're able to benefit from in Minnesota. And I think, when they come in for that first Metallica concert or the soccer game or all the different events they're going to go into, our fans are going to really feel a difference.
Mark, how about your running back, Adrian Peterson, taking pride in assisting those in Palestine, Texas, and those affected by the flooding, contributing at least $100,000 and leading a charge to assist his hometown? Pretty impressive.
Very impressive, and not that I'm surprised, because I know how much Adrian's hometown means to him, and I know he had a classmate from school that died in the flood, and two young people from his football league that also died. So it was a terrible tragedy. And Adrian's a caring person, and he gives back, and we're proud of him that he was able to take on that lead there. And we at the Vikings also helped out as well. I just think it's important that, you know, when these horrible things happen, when the NFL and sports, we're very privileged to be in the position we're in. So when things like this happen, we can help out a community. Hopefully they can have better days ahead for them.
Mark, thank you very much. Tap on the radio show if you need anything, okay?
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.